This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
You know, they had the premiere of Magic Mike's Last Dance, and Salma Hayek went to the premiere in a see-through dress at 56 years old. A see-through dress for that woman at 56 years old. Is that some strong stuff or what? Look at that. I got to tell you, 56 years old. Whew. Man. What do you think, Omar? She went to the Magic Mike's movie premiere, Salma Hayek, in a see-through dress at 56 years old.
I mean, she's one of those baddies that will never age, though. She'll right? probably still be sexy at like 65.
Halle.
Yeah, you're right. It's
her and Halle are the best kept stars.
We should do an ageless Mount Rushmore. Ageless Mount Rushmore. You got two right there.
Of active women.
Yeah.
Active women.
I don't even think you can put Anthony DeJolie.
Well, we got to throw Christie Brinkley in there, right? Because she's like 68, and she's still like. Why do you do that, bro? Why do you got to do that?
Because I said no. I'm sorry. No.
She's 68.
I'm good.
Have you seen her?
Yeah. I'm good.
You don't think she looks good for her age?
It's not my cup of tea. So let's just start there.
Okay, so we're going with Halle and Salma.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. What is the age limit?
Minimum, we got to go 40. Maximum, we got to go 65.
Well, there's a lot at 40, bro. There's too many.
45?
We got to go over 50. You got to go over
50. Okay, well, because Halle's not even 50.
I'm not as impressed by a well-kept woman in the 30s and the 40s
because
I'm more impressed when they're already when they get to their 50s and they still look like Salma Hayek and Halle Berry, bro. Yeah. That is impressive.
Damn, Halle's 56. Okay, we're gonna have to push up the age limit to 50.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If a woman still looks great in her. That's my point, dude. Damn. That's my point.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we pushed up the age limit into 50, but the max is 65. I'm sorry. There's nothing over 65 I'm trying to hit.
Well, I didn't say hit, but I mean, you got to give the woman, like, you know, her due when she looks good at that age. Okay. I'm just saying.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. That woman never ages. Her face is always gorgeous, bro. Like gorgeous. Yeah. I'll put Angela Bassett there. Okay. How about Elizabeth Hurley?
Ooh, Angela Bassett, 64.
Yes. How about Elizabeth Hurley? Have you seen Elizabeth Hurley? I think we've got to put her there. She's in her 50s. She's like 50. I think she's right around 56 also.
Wow. 57. Okay.
Look at that.
She's a contender.
Look at that. Look at her, bro. Are you looking at this? Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's your problem there. I've got the proof.
57.
So there you go.
She's a contender. Okay.
Well, come on, man.
I didn't say she can't be on the Mount Rushmore, but we've got two spots.
Oh, no. I'm not saying she's on the Mount Rushmore, but she's definitely a contender, a nominee. Or
she's in the running. She's in the runoffs.
Yeah, some guys put Shakira's not in her 50s, bro. J-Lo is. That's a good one.
Oh, damn. J-Lo? Hold on. Let's see. Let's see if J-Lo.
Yeah. She's like 54, I want to say. Or maybe 55.
52. We got one spot left now.
Yeah, you got to put J-Lo in there for
you
sure.
You got to put J-Lo in.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly. I mean, she looks good in Maverick, but I'm not putting her in the Salma class, in the Hallie class. No.
Let me see what the age is.
Yeah, but she's all right. Yeah, Shakira's 45.
Nah, I'm good.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The problem with Jennifer Connelly is that there's a lot of makeup involved there. If you really look at it. Now, go look at Hallie and go look at Salma and go look at this girl now that I just showed you. And there's this natural beauty that just they can do it without makeup and they'll still look phenomenal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Salma did it the other day. She did a picture without makeup and she still looked good, dude. Like, wow. You're like, okay, damn. Cindy Crawford's pretty good. That's actually a pretty good one. She still looks good. I just wouldn't put Jennifer Connelly there. All right. What do you think about Fangio? Is it going to happen, bro? Because apparently the Sean Payton, that ship is like not sailing to a lot of places. No, not a lot of people wanted Sean Payton. They didn't want to pay the picks, the salary, 20 to 25 million per year. Plus,
Not the salary. Don't start that. Don't start those rumors.
That's what they reported, dude.
That's those are rumors. Come on, man. Listen.
Oh, okay. Whatever. That's fixed. It's salary. And the power. So apparently,
I don't think it's a situation of and I've been saying this all week on I Am Athlete Tonight. With Sean Payton, I don't think it's a situation of nobody wants to pay what it costs. No, that's not it. Everybody's lining up. Yes, it costs a lot. However, these aren't attractive jobs. I'm sorry, they're not. And if Sean Payton waits another year, he's going to pick from the Rams, the Chargers, and the Cowboys. Wait, you're making TV money. Why not wait?
First of all, I disagree with you. The Texans have a crap ton of picks besides the
I don't. Nobody wants that job.
They got the second and 12th picks in the draft, along with other picks that they have. And they have $40 million in cap space. He can get his quarterback there right away. Carolina's got a
nobody
defense.
Wants that Texans job. It's Carolina. You're working for a bad owner and bad GM.
Those owners spend in Texans. They've had the wrong people there. That's all running it. It's like a Dolphins situation. They got an owner that'll spend. It's just you have to hire the right people to spend your money and do it the right way. That's what it is. That's what Houston has failed. Bad ownership. It's funny. You call the Chargers. Come on, dude.
Bro,
you're going to call Houston bad ownership when Dean Spanos is one of the two worst owners in the NFL, dude.
He is.
And by the way, Jerry Jones is another terrible owner. Come on, man.
Jerry Jones is the most powerful man in the NFL for a reason. He's got the number one value franchise in the NFL.
He's a fucking clown.
He's one of the best
fucking clown. He's one
of the best executives in terms of building a team in the NFL. So
he's
please,
a fucking clown. He knows how to destroy
cursing on your own show.
Because he destroys his own franchise. What are you talking about, bro? He's his own worst enemy. He kills all his head coaches by cutting all their knees off.
If you're Sean Payton, you're waiting for one of the LA teams. Bottom line,
LA is going to be in cap hell. They've given up all their picks. They've got to now start trading away players. They have no quarterback. I don't know why you would think the Rams are now a sexy destination. By the way, Sean McVay staying.
At least for one year.
Maybe. You don't know.
You can't battle burnout for 2 years and then survive a third. It doesn't work like that.
Burnout at that age.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Bro, it happens. Look at Arizona coach. He's going to.
He's a weak ass mofo if he's burnt at this age. Okay?
Nah, man. He's just got.
Right? His BB's haven't dropped, obviously. I mean, give me a break. Burnt out. Brother, you haven't been at anything long enough to be burnt out. You know, bro, somebody that's had it for 30 years, then tell me you've been burned out.
Yeah, everybody ain't meant for this life, big old. Everybody ain't meant for that life, and they've got more than enough money.
Oh, I know. So then you're not really burnt out. You're just soft. You're not built for it. That's all. Then that's what you're saying.
Ain't no everybody.
Burnout is different, bro. You know what I'm saying? Burnout is like Jim Boeheim saying, okay, well, I've done a lot, you know, our guy right here, Jim Larranaga, the day he wants to quit, you got to say, respect, bro. I mean,
bro, he's what, 70? Bro, come on. He's retiring, not burnout.
Well, but that's my point. When you burn out, it's kind of when you're kind of retiring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
you're burning out in your 30s. Come
on, man. Okay, Sean McVay has been doing this. Sean McVay he's 37. He's probably been doing this for 15 years.
But he hasn't been a head coach for 15 years.
Oh, he's still grinding as a coach, as an assistant. Don't judge that, man. If he don't want to coach no more, he don't want to coach no more. And he hasn't wanted to coach for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Money has ruined all of this shit, man. You make so much money that you can quit quickly already nowadays. I don't blame players.
If you don't
want to have money and they walk away because they're trying to save their bodies. And so that way they can actually live the rest of their lives. So I understand a play, but a coach at 37, don't tell me you're burned out, bro.
But the bottom line is to answer the conversation that you began and then sidetracked. Vic Fangio, even going back to last year, everybody thought he was going where Sean Payton was going. I mean, everybody knows in the NFL community that they're a package deal. And if he's seriously considering Miami, where he shares the same agent as Mike McDaniel, it would be because Sean Payton isn't taking a job. And I've said from the very beginning, Sean Payton shouldn't take any of these jobs. There is no desirable job, and I don't see it happening for him this year. He can go do TV for $7 million a year, working 20 weeks out the season, and go enjoy his life and his retirement and his kids. Do it for another year. See your grandkids. Pick them up every other weekend in the summer. Take your family on summer vacations. Travel the world for the next 2 months, and then come back next year and see what jobs are there. One of these LA jobs, more than likely. Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, well, they like Staley there. I don't know why, but they like Staley there.
For a year. They already started making him fire people. So, you know, that puts you on a clock.
I just don't see Spanos paying Herbert and that coach.
they got money, bro. They got money.
Spanos is not one of the rich owners. He's actually one of the poor owners.
All right. Allen. So is in Vegas. They're poor too, and they found a way to pay $10 million coach, a ridiculous quarterback. You know, they find a way. They got money.
Yeah, and eventually they start dumping. Like they're going to dump Carr now. So, you know, it's like they got rid of Khalil Mack. You know, it's just, I know how this, you know, and they might have to force to be get rid of Davante Adams.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there if I'm Davante Adams. I came to play with my homie, and now
Brady's coming. So it's all right. Brady's going to go there.
You might be right. I don't know.
Where else is he going to go? Really, he's Richard Gere in a Officer and a Gentleman. I got nowhere else to go.
I wouldn't be playing if I was him. I got $30 million waiting for me to do TV, but he's playing because he wants to play. So we'll see. See how that goes. Right.
What's the prediction? Philadelphia by 2.5 over San Francisco. Over and under is 46.5. You don't have to talk about betting, but Philly, San Francisco.
I work for I Am Athlete. We're now sponsored by FanDuel. I'm a betting man now. I'm an educated betting man. Let's start off with I'm picking Kansas City because I'm picking Kansas City to win the Super Bowl. I got money on that. Got 400 on that riding. So I'm picking Kansas City to beat the Bengals. I'm not real comfortable about that because the Bengals are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
And yeah, I picked the Bengals last week against the Bills.
So. Yeah, what makes me uncomfortable about my bet is that Patrick Mahomes and that ankle, a high ankle, that's never good. So now you got an immobile quarterback, but he's just going to get tore it all up. He's and play through it. He's got 2 weeks to rest. Hopefully they can lean on their running game and they can stop the Bengals passing game, but that I'm gonna have to go with the Eagles, even though I believe in Purdy, Brock Purdy. I am gonna have to go with the Eagles because I think they're one of the hotter teams in the NFL, and I think Jalen Hurts has just enough to take them over the edge. Defenses. They don't have weakness as a team.
No, they don't. They don't. And Jalen now can beat you from the pocket. And that is dangerous now when you've got a guy that can run and stay in the pocket and be accurate. I am so impressed with Jalen Hurts. And then that team is complete, Omar. They just got a defense. They got the offense. They got the running game. They got good receivers.
Every team
built that team up really well. Really well.
Every team that remains is complete.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with San Fran, you still lack the experience at that quarterback spot still.
Okay.
You know, because it's a youngin'. But we've seen, you know, the Ben Roethlisberger in the same position. Hey, kid, just don't F it up for us. Because that's what Ben wasn't anything in the first Super Bowl. He's doing a lot of the Brock Purdy stuff. Just facilitate, kid. Don't screw it up. We'll do the rest for you, you know, that kind of shit. And there's a lot of similarities, by the way, with Brock Purdy and the way Ben Roethlisberger was put in that first championship.
I like McCaffrey. I think that was one of the better trades.
He's a hell of a player. It's injury stuff for him. You know what I mean? That's only been the concern ever I don't think anybody has ever, I've never heard anybody question Christian McCaffrey's ability. It's just his availability has been really his issue, you know, throughout his career. But I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm going with Philly. I'm not with you on the Bengals part. I think the Bengals are the hot team right now. And I was wrong. I thought that they would be a one-shot wonder, and that was not the case, man. Definitely not. I got to give them props. What do you got going on I Am Athlete, my man?
So we launched the season on Monday at noon. Season opening episode, which I'm in my studio right now, finally producing. We're also launching a new show called Paper Route on Tuesday. So that's going to be a daily show on YouTube, 7 to 9 right now. Replacing I Am Athlete. It's going to be on Video Element. So Ashley Nicole and Brandon Marshall are the hosts. So we're just working. We're over here grinding, man.
All right. Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter so you can find out more about I Am Athlete. Catch him once a week here with our EssentialMovingExperts.com Miami Dolphins Exchange.
Fangio, you didn't tell me they're going to lock it down?
I think they are now with the whole Sean Payton mess. Although,
yes.
I think they're – no, actually, I lied. I think there's one more shoe that needs to fall. If the guy in Philadelphia, the defensive coordinator, I'm forgetting his name, takes the Houston job because D'Amico Ryans is the lead for the Denver job.
D'Amico's not taking that Houston job. Yeah.
He's not – no, D'Amico's taking the Denver job.
Yep.
And so the guy from Philly, the defensive coordinator there, could be taking the Houston Texans head coaching job. Well, Fangio's been consulting for the Eagles. Why wouldn't you just step right into a Super Bowl caliber team?
Because Fangio's of retirement age, and where do you come to retire?
Florida. But there's a problem here. And yesterday we had Benjamin Albright on, who obviously you know, Broncos insider, NFL guy, and he's mom's in Florida, girlfriend is in California, and she's a surgeon.
I can't move.
And she's a surgeon. Oh. She's like a big time doctor over there. So
mom's in Florida.
And girlfriend's in Southern California. So there could be a thing where he might take something more on the West Coast, or does he take something on the East Coast? So who wins?
I mean, because you probably could move
mom to a home over in, you know, in California.
I mean, surgeons can relocate, you know,
it all depends on what kind of a, you know, you are in that building, because she might be like well situated. You know what I'm saying,
bro? I'm sorry, Fangio's probably going to sign a contract for what, $4-5 million? And I understand she. Hey, listen, we're sitting there worried
about a selfish dude, bro. You just want to unearth somebody else's career. She might be. Listen, I don't know the age, but if she's 10-15 years younger, she's got a hell of a lot more career left than he does.
Hey, okay, you said girlfriend, not wife. Is he divorced?
I don't know about that. You know,
now you go make me research.
Next. We'll ask him about Fangio's personal life.
You know, I know about that divorce life.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look at
Tom Brady. I'm gonna look this up because I need to know if he's divorced. If he's divorced, trust me. Yep,
all right.
He's divorced since November of 2020. Brother, it'll be here.
Okay, all right.
He just got divorced.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got Ira next. Omar, have a great weekend, my brother. I appreciate you immensely.
All right, man.
You got it. Be good.